The Disciplined Life, Podcast 1. Before I begin today's lesson, I want you to know that I need this material too. I'm walking alongside you. I don't even really feel that I'm out in front. I get off track. The time I'm recording this is the end of the year. It's been a crazy month. For one, we have a new puppy. And because of that dog, I have to get up in the middle of the night once or twice every night. I also had surgery, and the whole schedule has been thrown out of whack, from my prayer walks to just how much I'm getting done, how I feel. And I feel like I really need to restart my schedule, kind of a reboot. And you know, with your computer or your modem, sometimes you just need to shut it down and can do a complete reboot, and it goes so much better. I'm not sure that we need to do that every year. I think it's more like every couple of months, the way life goes. If you're like me, you want to get well. You want to do well, but you get sidetracked. And I imagine that's the way it is for a lot of people. We have good intentions, but we need some kind of a method. Yesterday, I recorded Podcast 0. Well, it was just the preface of Proverbs, those first 7 verses ending in the passage about the fear of the Lord. And so now we're going to go through the rest of chapter 1. I'll offer a few comments, and then I'll read it again in a different translation before we pray. Here we go. I'll begin in verse 7, where we left off yesterday. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching. They are a garland to grace your head and a chain to adorn your neck. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let's lie in wait for innocent blood. Let's ambush some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole like those who go down to the pit. We'll get all sorts of valuable things and fill our house with plunder. Cast lots with us and we will all share the loot. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. But since you refuse to listen when I call, and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you, then they'll call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurned my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. For the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. Whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Just a few comments. The speaker addresses the listener as son. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction. And that's the way it is in a lot of Proverbs. It's a parent speaking to a child, an older speaking to a younger person, maybe a teacher speaking to a student. But when I read Proverbs, I don't identify so much with the teacher. I identify with the student. I'm the one who needs to be taught. I guess you could identify with either one. And then he gives a challenge. He describes a kind of a person, or it's a group of people, kind of like a youth gang of thugs. And he says, don't choose them. Don't follow them. We need to choose our company very carefully. The people we associate with influence us as we influence them, and that can have a huge impact on who we are, what we become spiritually. And you notice that they invite this young man to a path to easy plunder, a way to get rich quickly. This desire to get something without having to do anything for it. In this case, it's basically mugging people who are walking past on the road. It's kind of like winning the lottery. You want to do the minimum, maybe nothing, and then become rich. But that desire to achieve the goal without having to suffer in the process, without discipline, without sacrifice, you may not be a gang member, but I think you relate to this. Whatever it is, whether we want to lose weight or change our personality, we want to do this in a pain-free way and as quickly as possible. We've got to resist that. That's really the enemy of the disciplined life. It's interesting that the comment is that these men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. That's just what sin does. Sin takes away life. Sometimes literally, but usually simply by eroding the joy, the pleasure, the naturalness in a good way of life. We have victims. Sin has victims, and then they're the victimizers. But the point here is that even the victimizers are victims. Sin is, in some sense, reflexive. What you do it to yourself. It's like that passage in Jeremiah, you know, your own backsliding will punish you. So you think that you're getting the gain, this ill-gotten gain, and all you're really doing is digging your own grave. We've got to resist that this desire to get rich quick, to be people of discipline and character without actually having to persevere through suffering, as the beginning of Romans 5 says. And then we have a speech given by wisdom. Wisdom is personified. She raises her voice in the public square and she calls out. This is one of four important women in the book of Proverbs. We'll meet the other three soon enough. Wisdom is an interesting word. Chokmah in Hebrew is feminine. You know, the nouns are masculine or feminine in Hebrew. Even in the Greek New Testament, Sophia is feminine. So the woman, wisdom is a woman. You sisters in Christ listening to this, you may like that. But there's a voice that we can listen to. It's the voice of wisdom. We don't have to listen to the thugs, to the riffraff who are inviting us to go the way of the world. We need to listen to that voice. That's a great voice. And there's a promise that if we listen, God will make known to us his teachings. God is generous. He wants to pull us in, and he wants us to do well spiritually and to be happy. But we have to make the right choice. And then near the end of the chapter, since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord, you see, fearing the Lord is a choice. Yeah, I guess you could say, well, I just naturally fear him or I don't fear him. But at least in this chapter, it's a choice we make. It's not just an emotional reaction over which we have no control. It's a choice. It will go poorly for those who make wrong choices, just as it'll go well for those who make right choices. See, God is fair. God is fair. But there's no room for complacency. In the next to last verse, the waywardness of the simple will kill them. The complacency of fools will destroy them. There's no room, no room at all for complacency. These people hate knowledge. They just can't be bothered to listen to wisdom. Think of ourselves. Can we be bothered to spend time in the Word, to meditate on the Scriptures, to take time away from the busyness of life just to be with our God? And does that capture our fascination, our heart, our desire, or are we struggling with sloth? We just can't get going. We just don't even care. Well, whoever listens to me, the promise is, will live in safety and be at ease and without fear of harm. And I know that's something that all of us listening to this lesson want. We don't want danger. We want safety. We don't want trouble. We want things to go smoothly. And they can go smoothly as we're following God. So the challenge today is not to be complacent, to take our daily walk with the Lord seriously. When we hear wisdom calling, we need to respond. We may hear wisdom calling in a sermon in church, or it could be in some wise counsel, some godly advice from a friend, or might just be in our own conscience, maybe as we're going to sleep at night and something's on our heart. But we need to respond when wisdom calls. If we don't, there's a significant danger that we'll go down the wrong path. And the Lord is pleading with us to have the right attitude, to fear Him, which is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom, but to reject the wrong path and not to be complacent about that. Not at all. Let's read the chapter once more, and then we'll pray. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance, to understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and the riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Right now, I'm reading from the ESV. Earlier, it was the NIV. Let's continue with today's reading. Hear, my son, your father's instruction. Forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and pendants for your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without reason, like Sheol. Let us swallow them alive and whole, like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all precious goods. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot among us. We will all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. For in vain is a net spread in the sight of any bird, but these men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. In the market she raises her voice. At the head of the noisy streets she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? If you turn at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit to you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refuse to listen, have stretched out my hand and no one has heeded. Because you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror strikes you, when terror strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel, despised all my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their way and have their fill of their own devices. For the simple are killed by their turning away, and the complacency of fools destroys them. Whoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread of disaster. Dear Lord, we offer you our hearts today. Please purify us from any complacent thought. Help us to choose our friends wisely. Help us to attune our ears, to sense your will, to hear your word, to reflect and not just go on automatic, but to be aware of you and intentional in our living. Thank you for the call to discipline living, to get control of our lives so that we can live for you, live wisely. Please bless this series and everyone listening to it. In Christ, amen. Thanks for listening. Next podcast, we'll go to chapter 2.